So we're here with Kelly Shoemaker with U.S. Biometrics Corporation. Kelly, what's your position with the company?
I'm Vice President of Sales and Marketing there.
Fantastic. It's great to see you. Listen, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. First of all, as far as looking at the financial market, what do you see as the major trends out there? I mean, what should be top of mind with these executives in the current climate?
Well, of course, I take it from our perspective, but you know, what we're seeing out there in the market is that security and audit trails are becoming very, very important. From who's accessing what data at what time, who's accessing what resources at what time.
Sure.
From a simple standpoint that, you know, of a CEO of an institution wakes up and on the morning news all the customer data is out there in the out there in somebody's newspaper, his stock price will plummet awfully quick.
Not the ideal situation.
Not the ideal situation. And so what mitigating that risk, I think, you hear that term, you know, doing risk assessments and what have you quite a bit in the industry, and being able to mitigate that risk, I think, is a primary focus, at least for the executives at these institutions right now, at least what we're seeing.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. So how is U.S. Biometrics sort of addressing these concerns?
Well, what we do is, it's an interesting concept, is that we use fingerprint biometrics or biometrics in general to increase the security of data, of doorways, of assets of the institution.
Right.
Now, what's kind of interesting is typically the old game has been when you increase security, the convenience factor goes way down because you make it much more difficult for the users to deal with those security concerns.
Right.
And so what we try to do with simple things like password management, and I'll ask you, you know, think about how many passwords you have, right? And you have to change them every 30 days, and you got to have upper, lowercase, 15 characters with an ampersand in the middle of it. And the way you mitigate that is that people, whether we like it or not, they write it down or they do something with it. I'm just using this as an example.
Sure.
But in order to facilitate making it more convenient for the user, what we've tried to do is we incorporate the security aspect of biometrics, but writing the appropriate software around those pieces of hardware that you plug into your machine to make it so that it's more convenient for the user, so they don't have to remember those passwords, they don't have to remember bringing a swipe card into the you know, every day to work. And for instance, you really know who's accessing what when with the audit trails that are provided as part of it.
That's fantastic. So this is primarily for an institution and their employees?
Well, it starts out that way. I would say that most institutions that have used our solutions have started it out using it for their employees. But it has quickly kind of migrated to the consumer, because consumers are much more aware of identity theft than ever before.
Sure.
And some smart institutions are using this as a marketing tool, saying, hey, we're really doing something about identity theft. Come in and join our little program here. It's no charge to you, but we'll use biometrics to identify you when you come in and do a transaction. And if it's positioned properly, not a forcible thing, but something that can be you know, added to or offered as a service, people are very receptive to it.
That's fantastic. Interesting idea. So obviously the next year is going to be fairly turbulent for a lot of financial institutions. What advice do you have for them in thinking about a solution like yours? I mean, how should they approach something like that?
Well, you know, the overall theme that you hear a lot of these days is productivity, right? Productivity.
Sure.
And customer service are the two main things that you want to incorporate. Productivity and return on investments kind of go hand in hand. Whenever you invest in any kind of technology, you want to get that return very quickly.
Right.
And in this type of environment, people have the misconception that using biometrics of some sort is really expensive and hard to use and difficult. But like I was saying earlier, the fact that you can increase the security a huge amount, but at the same time raise the convenience level for your employees or consumers using it, really makes a big difference and can make that bottom line return quicker.
Yeah, I'm sure our financial guys would appreciate that. So, listen, thank you for your time.
You are welcome.
And we hope to see you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.